Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
We got George Gray coming in here in hopefully a few minutes to do The Price is Wrong, but I mention it because it's around about this time, Fred, that George will text and say, hey, I'm stuck in traffic right at, 270 and Highway 40. But, Sue, you've checked the monitors, right?
I have. Right, things we'll look see. Good. There's only a little bit of moderate volume, 170 through Big Bend.
All right, so he's coming in here. We're going to do that. We have Sue's news coming up. But in the effort of full disclosure, I reached out to Mark Cox because I have a big trip that I'm going to start selling to Spain in a couple of weeks, and I desperately want to go on the morning show to promote that. So I said, Mark, I know you're doing a trip to Germany. Let's talk about it on the afternoon show. So it's kind of a you scratch my eye scratch. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Donkey Shane. Mark, thank you very much for having me on, my friend. I appreciate it.
Well, I haven't done one of these listener trips in a while. I've done many over the course of my career, and I am putting one together that will blast out here in a couple of weeks to go to Spain. But in the meantime, you're taking folks to Germany. Give us the details.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I have never done one because I sold one a couple years ago, and the
COVID.
Pandemic canceled it.
Oh,
It was all set up. We were supposed to go, and they couldn't they couldn't get it to happen because of the pandemic. So we're trying again. We're going to Germany in October for 11 days, from like October 5th to the 16th, and it's going to be a blast. I've never been to Germany. It's one part of Europe I've never gotten to visit, so I'm looking forward to it. I love beer. And we start off in Munich, so that ought to be a good time.
That's the one city. I've been to Munich, and then I remember taking a little cruise, like a day cruise on the Rhine River, which was lovely. Munich's really awesome. I think you're going to have fun there. But I've never seen the rest of Germany at all. So if people are interested in traveling in October, what do they need to do? Where's the website? Give the details on that.
So conservativetour.com. conservativetours.com is the website. You can go on there, I think, because they do several of these around the country. I think the details on my trip is on the second page now. You have to click over to page two there on their website, and you'll see my face on there. You know, like I said, 11 days, about $4,900 a person, includes all of the tours. It includes a nice air-conditioned bus from Munich across Germany through the Bavarian Alps. We're going to visit, part of it's historic, too, because
sure.
We'll visit the Eagle's Nest, and we'll visit Dachau on the way. We'll go to some of those castles in the Alps. We're going to end up in Austria, and then we'll fly back out of Frankfurt. And I just, I'm beside myself. I can't wait to go. And everything's included for the most part. Probably the same for you. So for about $4,900, it's the airfare. It's the tours. It's the hotel, four-star hotels. Breakfast every day and meals many other days, and then you've got some that you can go out and do on your own. So it sounds like a really good time, and I'm hoping we can get a lot of people to go along with us.
ConservativeTours.com if you want information. I just sense that people are really wanting to get out and travel, and Europe seems very safe. And I've talked to some people who have been overseas recently. They've had a great time. So good luck with this, Mark. And we'll give it a couple of plugs, conservativetours.com. You have a great week. And I'm sure you're celebrating our nation's independence with a little whiskey, I'm guessing, this weekend, right?
I will be having some of the brown liquid more than once, I'm sure, to toast, and it ought to be a good time. But, yeah, thanks for having me on, Mark. We'll get you on the morning show when you start pitching the Spain trip coming up here shortly. So just let me know.
All right, dude. Thank you, Mark Cox, who you hear every morning right here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No, 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 no.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
On this day, 163 years ago, that's in 1859, 5,000 people gathered to watch Frenchman Charles Blondin walk across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. And he made it. It took him 5 minutes. That's it. Here's what's interesting.
What year was that?
1859.
Man, I did not know. I don't know if I knew that.
I don't think I did. And
how did they get the rope across? That's what I always wondered.
Okay, there's a good question, Fred. I have no idea either. How would they do that?
Not a clue. I guess they could boat. Who knows?
Later. Did CNN cover that live? Do you know?
Later. He crossed again because he did it once so easily. Once he did it blindfolded, then he did it on stilts. Once he pushed a wheelbarrow. One time he carried a man on his back. And my favorite is one time he stopped midway across, cooked and ate an omelet, and then got up and kept going. What?
You gotta hand it to him on that, right?
That's an overachiever.
Fred, you are so right. Cooking an omelet. Okay. And then, Mark, this one. Okay. 123 years ago, in 1899, Charles Murphy, a.k.a. Mile a Minute Murphy, became the first person to reach 60 miles per hour on a bike. Again, I tell you, 1899. How did he do it? He did it by drafting a train.
Oh, that's interesting. Really? He drafted a train and went that fast?
Yes. He had the railroad company board up 2 miles of track. And he tried it once, and he said he was getting hit with all this debris coming off the train. So they tried it again, and he cycled a mile in 57.8 seconds in 1899.
That is really incredible.
It is. He said there were people, I read the Wikipedia about it, people on the sidelines just going nuts. They haven't ever seen anything like it, a guy pedaling a bike that fast.
Fast do professional cyclists go?
Well, you're going to see these guys, like the tour starts tomorrow, but if they're on the flats, they can easily be going 35,
yes.
Sometimes, on a sprint, 45 miles an hour. Uh-huh. But that's not 60 miles an hour. I've gone about 53,
you went
54.
53?
Downhill.
Holy.
Okay, scared the crap out of me.
That's
the fastest I've ever gone is 53.
I think I've done 31, and I thought I'm just... Just like this is freaking me out too much.
I can't remember the name of the hill. People ride bikes. It's out in like near Defiance in Augusta.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they know.
Yeah, and it's relatively safe because there's no, like when you're going down the hill, there's no traffic crossing, if you will. But that going that fast on a bike is a little daunting.
Nuts.
Yes.
And he almost ran into the train.
Jeez.
Because the train wasn't going. I'm telling you, it's an amazing story.
What was the Kevin Costner movie that was set here in St. Louis? Was it American Flyers? Do you remember that movie?
I do not.
Because in American Flyers, Fred, do you remember that movie?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I know the name of it, but I don't remember.
Okay, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but
it
was set here in St. Louis. And what he did, he was training because it was about a cyclist. He would draft behind semis.
Oh, there you go.
I remember that scene. American Flyers, 1985, Kevin Costner. Marcus takes his kid brother David with him for a physical test and brain scan, and they head off on bikes for the Big Rockies. Anyway, it was a decent movie, actually.
All right, I might have to watch them. I will say, we're just going to throw this in here because I just discovered this. Stranger Things 4 Part 2 and The Old Man are going to drop at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, okay? So Mark can catch up on that.
Well,
he's got two to watch.
And that was a big debate over here in our production area with Abby.
Yeah.
Because she's thinking of staying up and watching all of it
at
one time. In fact, she's coming in with George now.
Well, by the way, there is going to be a Stranger Things season 5. And I thought this was it. So I'm going to watch it in a totally different way. Did you hear me, Mark? There is going to be a Stranger Things 5.
Yeah, well, I think 5, we knew that, didn't we?
And it's dropping sometime in 2023. I must have forgotten that.
Yeah. Because they hadn't really set this as the final season, but I am very excited about
the
Stranger Things
one.
After the first half of the season, because it was excellent.
If you want to
so
get
you're going to binge the whole thing this weekend, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I can't help myself.
I don't
myself.
Think I can.
I love it
I
so
the
much.
Time.
I love it so much. I do want to mention this. Cameron Diaz is coming out of retirement to make a movie with Jamie Foxx called Back in Action. And Jamie shared an audio of a phone call between them where he brought on Tom Brady to give her tips on unretiring.
it's weird now that that's funny. That's good. It's
funny.
Weird you say her name, but yeah, she's been gone for a little while, right?
Yeah, she has. I'm not sure she had the baby. She had a surrogate have the baby. But she's been happily married and kind of enjoying that for a while. Snapchat has officially launched its paid subscription plan called Snapchat Plus. Anybody care? No. Why would you do that?
Well,
$3.99.
What does that do for you?
Oh, here's what you get. You can see who rewatched your stories. And you have the ability to pin someone as your number one friend.
Oh, well, there you go.
See, this is not aimed at us people.
There are a couple of apps over the course of time that I've never downloaded. That was one of them, mainly because I was not a 13-year-old girl in the past 10
yes.
years, so I never really got into that.
You know what? Somebody my age still Snapchats a friend of hers just to show what's going on, which is okay.
Wasn't one of the big advantages of that is that those things would just disappear after
a big
Instagram stories, too. I do like Instagram stories.
Yeah, and she would do that.
On the topic of Instagram stories, if you go, I haven't posted this anywhere else. Anna, who is our new digital assistant, just posted a video of me in the F-18 with the Blue Angels, and it's on my Instagram stories right now. You can go to Mark Talk. That's how you can follow on Instagram. And it's just a 30-second clip, and you can see.
Do you look happy?
Well, here's what you can watch. Yeah, I look happy at the beginning of the video, and then at the end, you can see me landing, how I'm looking like, oh, man, I don't know if I survived this.
They didn't show the incident, did they?
The incident is on the tape.
But we did not put it on Instagram.
I don't believe so.
I feel better about that. I did want mention that, I've got all kinds of this 4th of July stuff for tomorrow. We'll save it for tomorrow. R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison yesterday for racketeering and sex trafficking. He was found guilty of sexually abusing young fans, some underage. It was pretty much a systematic scheme that went on for decades. Surviving R. Kelly is a very interesting and eye-opening documentary. But it's also really awful if you want to watch about that. He still faces child porn and obstruction of justice charges in Chicago, and that trial will begin on August the 15th. Ugh, there's some really
By the way, our friend Greg Hewitt tells me that American Flyers was filmed in part on the campus of SLU back in the day.
Oh,
so
I'll
that's
be
interesting.
Darned.
I do remember there was a St. Louis connection. I don't know if his character was from here. I'd have to think about that.
Perhaps Greg telling us this from his walk run today. And finally in Sue's news, today's random fact. Okay, now see, I found this very interesting. Only one person in history has ever been hit by a meteorite. It's a woman named Anne Hodges in Sylacauga, Alabama. She was in her house, minding her own business in November of 1954, when a chunk of meteorite broke through her ceiling and hit her in the thigh. But she survived.
Just one person?
One person!
See, that's why the random facts are so random and interesting. Thank
Enjoy.
You, Sue. The Price is Wrong, Mark, with George Gray from The Actual Price is Right is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another legendary edition of the second best game show in America.
Price is Wrong.
Mark. George Gray from The Price is Right back with us in studio, returning from a quite successful European tour, I understand. It took The Price is Wrong, Mark, on the road, right?
Oh, yeah. Huge show. Yeah. Huge show. Big European audiences. Long lines. A lot of night. Oh, it's just totally wonderful. Yeah.
Well, you were in Europe. We'll talk about that maybe at the end of the segment. Hayes is in here from Y98, mainly because the last time we played, Hayes was in here, and he completely sucked at this game.
Tanked.
Yeah, so it's your chance for redemption, right?
Yes, it is. I'm going to put that out in the universe.
Didn't he have negative score or something like that?
Was
that what it was?
Wow.
Who won? Do we remember?
I think Alex might have.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, darn it.
Would you like to explain the game, George?
Would I?
Yes.
This is the music we're going to have?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Welcome to The Price is Wrong, Mark. Okay, what this is I'm your fabulous, amazing host, and these are real items. Now, this is a game. These are real items posted by real people on real Craigslist in the St. Louis area.
In the area. These are
legitimate. You can actually go and purchase one of these things right now, okay? And what's going to happen is our four esteemed contestants, Mark, Sue, Hayes, and Fred, are going to bid on each item and get as close as they actually can without going over, and the winner is going to get an amazing no case. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. So with that, let's see if you can press the button when I say this. Are you ready to play?
I can't do that
Come on. It's just The Price is Wrong, Mark. We've been doing this.
The Price is Wrong, Mark.
We don't have a budget for that sound.
It's on the original sound that's already playing.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I can do this.
Okay. I'll take that one. That's really good. Okay. Contestants, are you ready for the first item?
Uh-huh.
Up for bids. Okay, here we go. First one. Royal Worcester, maybe Worcester, could be Worcestershire, I'm not really sure. Royal Worcester fine bone china.
What? Yeah,
Royal
what is that?
Worcester,
you know what that is?
Fine bone.
I'm just going
china.
With china, Mark.
It's it's fine bone china.
All right.
Yes. It is the very best of the bones to make for the china. It is fine bone, and here's the description. Feels super fancy when you host your own tea service with these teacups and saucers, or, and that's capitalized, be the talk of the town with these chargers, whatever the hell those are, and dinner plates, maybe both. This set has teacups, saucers, dinner plates, and chargers, enough for 8-person setup. Specs. Royal Worcester fine bone. China from England, the proper place for tea. Pattern is called Regency Green and Gray. All right, Mark, you're first up. How much would you pay for this truly fabulous fine bone china?
$200, George. $200.
Wow. Somebody's George. Mr. Fancy Pants. Okay, $200.
How many sets? Is it one set, or do I get like 8
place settings?
Oh, you weren't
even listening when I was talking. You know, it's like I'm over here just going, rah, 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 rah.
How many?
It is enough for 8-person setup.
That's right. Okay.
You know what? My dulcet tone soothed you.
Yes.
You weren't able to hear. That's
yes.
What it was.
That's I'm going to say $100.
$100. Oh, no, that's okay. $100. Good. Okay, Hayes, it's up to you. Now, come on. You got to get a point in this, baby. Come on. Let's make it happen.
You should have seen him, though, when you were describing it,
yes. The
intensity on Hayes' face.
Yeah, yeah. He's into
sure,
it. You got to be into
he's
it.
Not, he's not messing around here.
I'm going to go with, because it's fine china, I'm going to go with
bone.
It's fine bone china.
Yeah, bone.
I still want to know whose bones they are.
Yeah, you know what? That's why it's so fine.
I'm going to go big. $325.
$325. Wow. Okay, so Fred, we've got $200, $100, $325. What would you like to bid?
$225.
Trying to thread the needle.
Yes, Fred.
Okay, actual retail price. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, somebody got the bid right on the nose.
Look at that.
Right on the nose, and is going to get 200 points. 200 points. Well, we'll make it 2 points. How about that? Because otherwise you don't win. So 2 points. We'll give you 2 points. All right. And the correct bid is... $200.
I am off to the races.
$200. Can you believe that? Very nicely
done. I've never gotten it at right.
Right on the money. And you got 2 points now. You're already ahead of the game. Here we go. Okay, next item. Papua New Guinea hand-carved totem statue tiki. Now, I just want to show this to you because it is, it perhaps,
oh, I would like to see it.
It perhaps is one of the creepiest things ever seen.
Wow.
So I just want to show that without revealing the price.
Oh, that looks like the thing in the Brady Bunch where that was.
Yes, when, Greg and Peter took the surfboards out, and it was nothing but bad luck.
Yes.
It does look like that.
It totally does.
Okay, so here's the description. In 2010, we traveled along the Sepik River in northern Papua New Guinea. PNG, they wrote afterwards, where we acquired this handsome piece that's cultural art. It is 12 and a half inches tall, 5 inches at its widest. The base is decorated with all natural pigments from the natural environment along the river. Its eyes are cowrie shells, and its movable earrings and holes from native seed-bearing trees. Here, he is in the excellent shape when we bought him. This was bought in Papua New Guinea, not, those are the capitals, from Pier 1 World Market or other such importers of low-end antiques and fake authentic overseas works. PNG is an integral and significant part of the vast Pacific Ocean entity known as Oceania. What do we got, Cliff Clavin selling this thing? All right, there we go. We are slimming down our household possessions, and it's time for this guy to have a new home.
Oh.
All right, Sue, what would you like to bid for this amazing, perhaps cursed, totem?
George.
No kidding.
I think they're going to think it's worth more than it. I'm saying $75.
$75.
Yes.
Okay. She goes low for a truly one-of-a-kind PNG totem. Hayes, what would you like to bid?
I'm going to say $1.25.
$1.25?
$125.
Okay.
I didn't know. I thought there was maybe, you know, a special price.
That's probably what
price
I paid for it, though.
Okay, but $125. Okay, Fred, what would you like to bid?
$100.
$100. Oh, we've got $75, $125, $100. Mark, what would you like to bid?
George,
$126. $126. Oh,
man.
He's going to be that guy.
Wow.
$126. Actual price. Y'all went over.
Ooh,
so quickly,
what?
Quickly,
wow.
Quickly, give me bids now, Sue. Oh. Now you're good. Now you got it. Okay,
right.
At home, you're trying to guess what would you pay for this cursed idol from the Brady Bunch
over.
Show. What would you say?
$20. $20, George.
She's going $20.
Yes.
Hayes, what are you doing?
$50.
$50. What are you doing, Fred?
$25.
$25. And Mark?
$51.
I knew you were
$51. Actual price for this truly one-of-a-kind item from PNG,
$22.
Oh. Sue, bringing home the bacon.
Congratulations.
Bringing home the bacon. Very nice.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. Moving on.
Man, Fred, you almost got me. I don't like it.
Oh, you know what? This is oh, yes. This is, I rarely, rarely use the term cultural treasure. But you know what? Because we did it from Papua New Guinea, we have something, a St. Louis cultural treasure. And here it is. Here's the title. At home, seriously, as soon as I read this, you are going to dive onto your laptop and be wanting to bid on this
is
as fast as you possibly can.
Or
something? Oh, it is so much better than that. You have no idea. It is, in fact, a pair of John Goodman high school yearbooks, 1968-1969. Great find here. I have two yearbooks from Afton High School in St. Louis, Mo, featuring John Goodman, years 68 and 69. I would prefer to sell those as a lot, but if you just want one, make me a good offer and I'll consider splitting. Both of these books belong to a classmate, same graduating class as Goodman. Her name is on the front of the books. Books are in good condition. As the case with many yearbooks, there are notes and signatures throughout. Here's where it starts getting good. I mean, do we have something rare on our hands? I don't know. I have two pictured notes by a, in quotes, John. Are they from Goodman? Hard to say. This was way before he was famous, so he hadn't established an autograph yet. This very well could be the earliest Goodman autograph in existence. Remember, these belong to a classmate, so she would have known John. It's a small school with no freshman class. There you go. That's the description. Now, what's interesting is she would have known John, but she wouldn't have remembered if she signed her yearbook.
That makes zero
sense. Poor John Goodman. I mean, here he goes to all the trouble of signing her book. She's like, I don't know. It could have been anybody signing that. I knew a lot of Johns. Even though they didn't have a freshman class, I don't know. How many Johns were there, really? Okay, so how much would you bid? We're going to Hayes. What would you like to kick this bid on? Truly, truly amazing. It's two of a kind.
They really hyped it up there. So
yes.
I'm going to say, let's do $75.
$75 for the first John Goodman autograph.
But
how dare you?
He's still alive.
Maybe.
How dare
it's John
you?
Maybe.
Fred, what would you like to bid?
$100.
Right. And by the way, I just want to say there's a picture of him. And if I could just take the time. What a dream boat. Look at that. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Can you see that little rascal?
Look at him.
Oh, it is worth the price of admission, folks, to look him up at home. Okay, so let's see. We got 100 from Fred. Mark? Well, Sue didn't go yet. Oh, no, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Oh,
yes, nice
see,
try.
I wanted that last opportunity. $35.
$35. Wow, doesn't think a lot of arachnophobia. Okay, and finally, Sue.
I don't think she... I think she knows it's not him. That's why all the verbiage saying, it could be,
could be.
$25.
$25. Wow. We've got $35, $25, $75, and $100. Actual price for this gem of Hollywood history... $115
Fred.
All right.
Insane. That's insane. Way to go, though, Fred.
Wow. Thank you. Why is that insane? That's truly
amazing. I think you could get them online. I saw an ad the other day. Get your yearbook online. Whatever
but
it was.
John Goodman's first. You know what? I can't even talk to you right now. Okay, we've got two more items. We got time for two more items?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Two more items. And this one, wow, what a treat. Here we go. 1976 Avon California Perfume Company Anniversary Keepsake Edition, in parentheses, full.
Ugh.
Okay, okay, yes.
Wait.
It's old perfume.
It's perfume. Well, it's actual perfume.
Let me read.
Okay, here we go.
Jeez. Do they do that on the prices, right?
They do not.
What kind of cream corn is it?
They do not.
They listen.
Yes, that's what they do.
They listen.
Right. You're right.
Okay, 1976 Avon California Perfume Company. Anniversary keepsake perfume. Full unopened bottle with original box. Stunning find for those vintage makeup enthusiasts. Hard to find in great boxed condition, and even harder to find a full unopened bottle. Okay, so basically what we got here, as Mark was wondering, is it's a California perfume, okay? So if you've ever wanted to smell like a floral bouquet of fentanyl and street corner urine, this, ladies and gentlemen, is your chance.
Oh, my
goodness. A little smell like California. Okay, so we're going to start with, let's see, we're going to start with, is it...
Fred?
Fred. We're going to start with Fred. Okay, Fred, what would you like to bid to smell like California?
$60.
I got to be honest. I think he already smells just a little like California. All right, Mark, what would you bid?
Good. $30.
$30 to smell like California. Okay, Sue?
$50, and I don't like it. I just don't.
You don't like smelling like California or the money.
I don't want to smell like 1976, and I think it's a bad bid, but people are crazy. This game is hard.
Boy, you were just having a tough time today, aren't you?
We're going to talk later.
It's going to be a good test case here on Hayes's bid.
Okay, so this is all on you now. I want you to win this one, okay? I want you to have this one. So I'm just going to tell you, Mark bid 30, Sue bid 50, and Fred bid 60. What would you, Hayes, like to bid?
$61.
Good job.
Look at the big brain on Brad. Wow. Okay. An actual price to smell a little like Los Angeles. $125. Hayes wins one.
Nice job, Hayes.
Hayes wins one, which actually takes away one of Mark's points because that's so amazing. So you're all tied now. I do make the rules. Okay, so we've got one more item. We did have one. We don't have time for it, but it's actually, I swear it's the grandfather clock from Stranger Things. So if you really want that, it's online, but I would run so far in the other direction of that thing. Here we go. Final item on the Price is Wrong Mark. This is for anybody. So Hayes, you are in the hunt on this one. Mm. This is worth 77 points. Okay, here we go. And the item description is wagon wheel. The description, way cool wagon wheel 40 inches in diameter, 16 spokes, was used as chandelier, has four eye hooks to suspend from ceiling if desired, oak and steel. This antique is copied for $2,000. See Google search sold on Cherish website. The real antique wagon wheel of wheels, hate to sell. But I will. Let's just take a moment to laugh that one off.
Oh, the best pun of the day. He would hate to sell it, but he will. Because wow. It's a wagon wheel, folks. That's the funny part of it.
Oh, he's funny.
Okay, so right. This is going to be, the first is going to be Mark, right? So it's coming around the bend. Mark, what would you like to bid?
$150.
$150, okay. Sue?
$75, George.
$75, okay. Hayes?
I'm going to go with $200.
Ooh. $200. Will he win? Okay. Fred, I want to tee this up for you. Mark's at 150. Sue's at 75. Hayes is at 200. What would you like to bid?
$100.
Wow. Could have gone for
$1.
Could have gone for $1, but you know what? Why? Why really learn the game after all this time? You know, not important, right? So at home, you're listening. What would you pay? Do you really want it bad? All right. Keep in mind, this is for the winner of the amazing no case. Okay. And actual price is $295, Hayes! You are redeemed! Hayes, ladies and gentlemen, Hayes calls it out.
Nice job, Hayes.
From the worst to the best, you win the amazing no case. And here it is. It's the Price is Wrong prize package. Tickets for two to this weekend's big 4th of July celebration. Your tickets include a free red, white, and blue Inflation Nation t-shirt, play alongside with Jane Duker and Sam Page in a high-stakes game of washers with a $10,000 prize going to the winner. We're talking to you, politicians. A quick ride around the picnic grounds inside the Secret Service White House vehicle, the Beast, with a chance to drive from the back seat. Wow. Take part in a special barbecue with members of the U.S. Supreme Court. No shish kebab skewers allowed. Listen to the Supreme Court choir come together and sing the Jiggle Jiggle song. Somebody can explain that one to me later. And finally, this is a big one. Hayes, you can play catch with Cardinals hurler Jack Flaherty. Wait, no, that event's been canceled. Sorry. Been canceled a few times. All right, this has been The Price is Wrong. Mark, congratulations to everybody. We'll see you next time. Don't forget to spay and neuter John Mosleyak. Thank you very much.
You don't know the Jiggle Jiggle song? Jiggle.
Jiggle, jiggle. I'd like to see.
Wiggle, wiggle.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle.
Hang on, we'll come back with more with George Gray in just a moment.
Wiggle, wiggle, for sure. It makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact. No slack, but luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red, red wine.
Big, big faux pas at the beginning of The Price is Wrong. I'm hoping that you're going to correct it, George Gray.
Well, you said we had time after it, so I figured I was going to send special love. Not just a hi, but I want to send special love to my dear sweet Mama May. Hi, Mama May! And Judy Reardon, who I always say hi to on the show. And this is very special. In the studio, standing right next to me, is my beautiful wife, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany!
Hello.
You can pull that microphone a little closer to you. It might be easier. You guys just got back from a trip to Europe, right?
We did, yes.
I saw you right before you were leaving. We went to a Cardinals game. Well, you were there at the Cardinals game. I was there with my daughter. We were hanging out just a little bit. So how was Amsterdam? I've been there a couple of times, so it's been a while.
I don't remember. I have no recollection.
The trip was good to you, George.
Oh, you know what's so crazy is in Amsterdam, the food there is delicious. Oh, everything tastes so good.
Yeah?
I mean, oh, wow. Isn't it incredible? Like, everything's just great. Yeah, you go in and have some coffee, and then after that, you just, anything you eat, it's just amazingly good.
Did you hate the food, or are you referring to things that are legal there that might not be legal elsewhere? You're losing me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, good.
And what's really strange is the houses there are very, very small, and apparently in the area that we were in, only women live in those houses, and there's a little red light over the door.
Oh,
tiniest house you've ever seen, and they are friendly.
They are
the nicest. Always wanting to invite you in.
Well, you
just
know, George,
nice.
I don't know if you knew, all those women are Cardinals fans. That's why it's the red light.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I did hear him shouting Yachty. That's it right there.
You did not have pink hair when you left St. Louis, did you?
I did. I had pink hair at the stadium.
Oh, you were in a hat or something. I didn't notice that, maybe. How did I not notice that? Okay, you were wearing a hat. That's maybe why.
99 million degrees outside.
Yeah, well, it was hot then. So how was the weather over there in Amsterdam?
It was great. It was amazing. We were in the Netherlands, and then we went to Germany. One of our buddies, Black Bart,
had some Harleys. We hopped on and rode all the way to Hamburg, Germany. There's something called the Reeperbahn there, and it was a big Harley meet, kind of like a Sturgis for Germany.
That sounds like fun.
And it was a lot
now,
of fun.
Now, do you ride rhymes with which, Brittany, or do you take your own Harley?
I can ride my own Harley, but I you, rode usually. On the back so I could enjoy the view.
Yeah. It's the first time. So
that
when
makes
I,
sense.
When I was in Milwaukee, do you have Harleys? I
didn't
know. Okay. So when I was in Milwaukee, they did the anniversary, this big deal. I was there for the 95th and the 100th, and I'd never been on a Harley. I think it's still the only time I've been on a Harley with a woman riding rhymes with which. I was made fun of quite a bit for that. But man, those anniversaries were really cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. Sue, I can see you doing that, or maybe even me when I used to ride a bike, taking a trip across Germany on
I
a bike,
right? I
think
that would be so fun. I really do.
You used,
really
to ride, a motorcycle?
No.
Bike. Oh,
like the kind without, bicycle. Mm-hmm.
Not a vroom vroom, a dring jing.
No, but I was like a serious cyclist for a while.
Oh, you had those super tight shorts? What's with those? Right, is that really that necessary?
Yes. You want to explain that?
It's aerodynamic.
I'll bet it is.
And it holds your stuff together.
I think it's just like, anything else, you wear the uniform, right? If you don't wear the uniform, then you're not officially a cyclist. So yeah, I'd go out there. I would be one of those hated people out there on the roads around St. Louis wearing spandex. But I kind of retired from that, and then I started playing golf, and then I retired from that, and then I started playing golf again, and then I retired, and I'm kind of in retirement mode until Sue's brother comes into town, because I did promise to play golf with him.
Yes.
So I don't really do much with my life. There was a story. Did you see the story that came out this week about the 8-hour work week?
No.
8-hour working?
Yeah, not in
that
8
seems
hour,
brief.
And my response on that was, that's kind of what I do now. I don't know how that would change very much.
Wow. So maybe yours would be like a 30-minute work week. That would be awesome.
Something like that. So you're going to hang out here in St. Louis for a little bit of the summer, right?
Yeah, right. And I want to ask, I've been kind of watching the Cardinals scores. Can't watch the games while we were over in Europe. But what's the general vibe? What are we feeling?
They're a very average team right now still. And I think it's because of the pitching. They've had opportunities to win a couple of close games. They're 5-5 in their last couple of games. They're a game and a half out from the Brewers. But when you left, I don't think there is a whole lot of difference. Now we got Bader on the IL. He's got plantar fasciitis.
I saw that in Flaherty.
I'm not sure if we'll ever see Flaherty. That was good. I don't know if we'll ever see Woke Flaherty again here in St. Louis.
Taking a stand on that one, aren't you, there, Mark?
I am taking a stand on that one. I mean, I appreciate his talent when it's there. But I do feel like John Mozeliak, the front office, they know that they're going to have to make some moves. This is just me as a Cardinals fan, George. I believe that this team can be competitive come October.
Yes.
If they get pitching, because I think they're going to win the division. So I think the pieces are there, and Goldschmidt is still on fire. I made the mistake when I was in Vegas in March. I bet Arenado for MVP at some pretty good odds. I should have taken Goldie because I think he's the one that's going to win it. So they're back, I think, on July 8th. Because we have the fair. We have Fair St. Louis coming up. So they, do they play today, Sue? Do you know? Or do you know, George?
Let me look it up.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know either. But they were in town. They, 2 out of 3 from the Marlins. They didn't win last night, although they made a run at it in the ninth inning. So yeah, I think we're in good shape. They don't play tonight.
They play tomorrow at 5:05.
Ooh, there you go. Okay, all right. Well, we'll be cheering them on. That's for sure.
I think I have to wrap up, but I wanted to go out a certain way for you, George. Since
you did?
Not familiar with the song. Are you ready? Thank you for coming in, Brittany. It was great to see you.
Brittany was amazing on air, wasn't she?
You did great. Thank you very much. Another edition of The Price Is Wrong, Mark, and we'll do it again.
Love you, Mama May.
That went really well, don't you? I enjoyed it. Nice being in the booth. So, unless you have anything else, that's a wrap.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.